Elizabeth Alfano. I am back with Mark Carmen. We're here on Nightside, WGN 720. Chef Charity Morgan, I think she's on the line. Charity, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hi there, Charity. So glad that you could join us. You have such a fascinating story, and I want everyone to hear it because I've got my sports aficionado right next to me, Mark, and he did not know that a lot of the Tennessee Titans are vegan. So let's back up a little bit with your story about how you became a plant-based chef and how you started cooking for the Titans.
So a little background on myself. I was already a chef for 15 years. And I transitioned into plant-based cooking when one day Derek came home and he decided that he wanted to eat plant-based due to talking to a nutritionist that told him about all the benefits. So I kind of let him go through that whole process for a couple weeks by himself. I didn't really get involved much until maybe a month of him doing it because I thought it was just another fad that he was trying out. But then I realized that he was serious, and I said, you know what, let me jump on this with you. And I got tired of seeing him struggle, like, hey, could you make me a salad, and can you make me some, like, a stir fry? So I would often make two different meals, one for him and then one for me and the kids. And then after I dove into all this research, I decided that, hey, if it's good for him, then it's good for the entire family. So I jumped on board, and months later, Derek had a report for training camp, and I realized that they were not going to accommodate him at the facility. So I said, oh God, I got to roll up my sleeves and make sure that he's getting his meals. So I started sending his meals, packing like a bunch of meals and sending it off to the facility. And shortly, I think it was like not long. It was like a 1 or 2 weeks later. A lot of the guys were very inquisitive and asking Derek, what is that? Why are you eating this way? And Derek would, you know, quickly explain to them why and the benefits. And around that time, this was around the same time that What the Health, the documentary, came out. And it was really easy for Derek to point people in that direction and just say, hey, I mean, if you want to know more about plant-based and why I do it, check out this documentary. So it kind of let them do their own research. And by then, all of them came back like, oh my God, I don't ever want to eat another piece of meat again for that time.
So I love this because people often think like, oh, vegans, you know, they're so pushy. But here we have your husband, Derek Morgan, who is already a defensive lineman with the Tennessee Titans. He's just doing his thing. And everyone's like, hey, I want your lunch. And lo and behold, before you know it, you've got how many of them are now vegan?
Okay, so like a solid vegan, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know that Derek is 100% vegan, or plant-based, should I say. But a lot of the guys, what it did, it opened up the door for conversation to be able to eat plant-based. And they realized, hey, plant-based is not just salads. It's pretty much everything I've always eaten, but a cleaned-up version of it. And I've discovered that a lot of the guys, what they did is they cut out beef, they cut out chicken, they cut out pork, and would, at times, if they felt like their body needed a little bit more, they would eat fish. So I told myself I wouldn't go on this route of being like a micromanager of how people eat. I would just supply them with what they needed while I was cooking their meals. And that's what I did.
So you supplied them as well. Sorry, Mark, go ahead.
No, the whole thing is fascinating to me. Charity, thank you for being with us here. Was his main issue as to why he switches it inflammation? What was the motivation?
Inflammation, faster recovery, mental clarity, better sleep. And, you know, if you get better sleep, your body recovers quicker. I mean, the list goes on and on. Lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol. Weird thing about Derek is he's had high blood pressure since I met him. He was young, and I thought he was just joking. And no, he really had high blood pressure. I remember when I was pregnant, my midwife literally checked him. She was like, no, you're too young. You don't have high blood pressure. And she literally did a high blood pressure test on him. She was like, oh, my God, he's telling the truth. It's serious. He really does have this. So the crazy thing is that when Derek became plant-based, well, before he became plant-based, he, you know, you have to get physicals every year being in the NFL. He had his blood drawn and he did blood work. And he, before he was plant-based, he had high blood pressure. At 6 months after being plant-based, got blood work done again and completely all those blood pressure, cholesterol, inflammation markers, everything completely fell off and dropped.
So I can wait until I'm like 56 and then start eating plant-based and I'll be good?
Derek was 28 when he decided to become plant-based. You're already too late.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got it, Charity. Okay, so I guess, is there anything that you eat that of the plant-based variety that you're like, trust me, it's really, really delicious?
Well, you're talking to a prime chef here, so much of what she makes is super
so
delicious.
It's everything. So the way that I work a little bit different. It's not about what I make. It's about what you like. So I would, let's just say you want to be on the meal plan. I would ask you, text me your top five favorite things you love, your favorite recipes, five things you probably eaten in the world at some point, and you're just like, oh, my God, I love this. What I will do is I'll go into my creative kitchen and I will duplicate that exact meal, but using all plant-based products.
Wow.
Do you work with a team nutritionist at all? Or do they just let you cook?
No.
No, you don't. You work independently for as many of the team members that want you.
Yes. And it fluctuated. It fluctuated a lot, especially this year, because this year, so I started back in 2017, and I had about 12 guys in 2017, and I think it was a lot of onlookers that were just trying to figure out, I don't know about this, let's just watch them to see if they fall off or how their career goes. They wanted everyone else to kind of be the guinea pig. And when I rolled into the 2018 season, it was funny because a lot of those onlookers their wives were texting me saying, hey, he's definitely jumping on this time around. Like, he wants to be a part of this. And I gained more people. And it was kind of strange because I started out real early with at one time I was cooking for 18 at one time.
And what kind of performance were they seeing? So now that they had changed their diets, what were they seeing in the workouts that were better for them?
So a lot of the guys are saying the exact same things, like just faster recovery, areas where they would deal with inflammation, where it would take them at least a whole week to flush out, that they would see that down to like 2 to 3 days, just completely down, and just their energy was through the roof, mental clarity, all those things. And I think the number one regret after doing some testimonials that I'll put up shortly on my website and on my Instagram with some of the guys, is the only regret is that the guys said that they wish they did it a lot sooner.
Charity, before you go here, what's the one piece of advice you would give to the on-the-move guy who doesn't cook for himself very much, who at best maybe like stops in a Whole Food and like gets himself a juice and like then hopes that that'll make him healthy.
And has a bad toe.
Throw that in there too. Thank you. I mean, how do you get from how do you get that guy to be able to sort of eat this way on the go without many chef talents, if you will?
So if you're like one of those people that are constantly eating out, then my only advice to you would be Happy Cow. Happy Cow is an app that you can go on, and it tells you all the plant-based, vegan, or vegetarian restaurants, or restaurants that have vegetarian or vegan options in your vicinity. So you can travel to Thailand, you can travel to London. This app literally is across the entire globe on places you can eat that are vegan. Well, I use it all the time, and I travel a lot out of the country.
Happy Cow?
It's called Happy Cow. It's an app that is specifically for vegan and vegetarians.
Elizabeth's shaking her head yes, as
Don't you know this, Mark?
How do you not know Happy Cow?
We're turning Mark's life around on this show, Charity. Oh, Charity, I wish you didn't have to go. I am sorry that our time is so short. If you want to know more about the fabulous Chef Charity Morgan, go to ChefCharityMorgan.com. I'm going to check in with you a bunch more, Charity. I'd love to have you on my podcast, Awesome Vegans. Wish we could talk longer. Have a great winter and see you soon.
Also, check out my Instagram at Chef Charity Morgan. That's where you'll see all of my creations.
Yes, you can see how beautiful all the food is.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Charity.
All right. Thank
have
you
a great
guys.
Night.
You as well.
All
bye-bye.
Right. All right, I just learned a lot. Happy Cow. It's all going in a positive direction here. Let me digest that. And
does your toe feel better?
Toe, everything feels better. I can just feel my whole body recovering in a more beautiful way. How's that? All right. Yes.
I like it.
All right, quick time out. News in 2 minutes, 720 WGN.